Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester, and this is the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is sponsored by the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester, and we want to greet each and every one of you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to you with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30. And today we want to greet you and thank God for all of you that are tuning in. We have today with us Brother Rick DeRocher, once again from the Deliverance Bible Institute in Portland, Maine. We've had him on for the last couple weeks. He is a pastor here at the Abiding Light Church with us, an assistant pastor, but also he is a Bible school teacher at the Deliverance Bible Institute. He also has started a Bible school over in Tanzania, Africa. But we want to thank Brother Rick DeRocher for coming and being with us today. And we want to talk today about the Holy Ghost and it being in the life of the believer. It is so important for us today to understand there's so many Christian believers that are struggling in their walk with God. They're struggling in living a life that is dedicated and consecrated to serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to talk today about one of the most important things in the life of a believer, and that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which empowers them to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and to be an overcomer, amen, in this life. Brother Rick DeRocher, we want to greet you and come into this broadcast today and greet the people, brother.
Thank you, Pastor Davis. It's good to be here today once again to discuss this very important subject of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What is it? Who is it for? Is it for us today? These are questions that many Christians don't know the answer to. And we want to look again to the Word of God as the final authority to answer these questions.
This is such an important subject, my brothers and sisters, today, for you to understand that if you're going to live a victorious Christian life, and what I mean by victorious is simply being able to overcome the powers of sin and resisting temptation, you're going to need power from above. You're going to need the empowering strength of God's Spirit in your life. And what we need to understand today is that there's so many, Brother DeRocher, you would agree with me, there's so many that teach that this is not for us today, this gift, this promise that the Father gave us. We know that there's so many today that would say that the gift of the Holy Ghost is not for us today. But it clearly states to us here in the book of Acts chapter 19 that you can be a believer but yet have not received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Paul here in the book of Acts chapter 19 was in Ephesus, and it came to pass in verse 1 that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." And he said unto them, "That when were you baptized?" And they said unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus." And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Brother DeRocher, we know that there's many organizations, there's many theologians, there's many men that are teaching and promoting today that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not for us today. I ask you today, Brother DeRocher, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, is it for us today? Is it an experience that is available to the life of the believer today?
Acts chapter 2, verse 39, referring to the promise of the Holy Ghost, says, "For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as our Lord our God shall call." This promise is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. These scriptures show us the baptism with the Holy Ghost was not merely for the apostles, nor for those of the apostolic age, but for all that are afar off in time. even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is for the church today.
Amen. And we know today, brothers and sisters, that there are many today, and we're not looking to do anything but simply go to the Scripture for all of our answers today. Brother DeRosier, it says here in verse 2, he said unto them, Paul the apostle, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? That gives us an indication, brother, that we can be believers and receive salvation, but yet have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is very important for people to understand that there is a separate work from salvation. There's a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is the baptism of the Holy Ghost a separate work from salvation experience, brother?
Yes, the Scripture definitely teaches that the baptism or the infilling of the Holy Ghost is a definite work distinct and separate from salvation. There is a work of the Holy Spirit at the new birth. According to John 3:3, a man is born of the Spirit. When a man is born again, there is a definite work of the Spirit. And from the Scriptures that you read to us, would indicate that the Holy Spirit baptism happened in the early church to those who were already saved. Paul asked the question, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And this pattern of salvation taking place before Holy Spirit baptism is illustrated in the Old Testament. Nothing in the Bible is by chance, accident, or coincidence. It all serves a purpose. And the priest applied the blood first and then the oil. First the blood and then the oil. And the oil was put on the blood. The blood is a symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ, which purchased our salvation, showing, illustrating the salvation experience. And the oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, showing the baptism experience.
We know today, brother, that there are many that do not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it is so important for us to have this. The Bible says in Acts 1:8 that after the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we will receive power. We know today that there's many believers that are in bondage to sin. And many people have a lot of strongholds in their life, Brother DeRosier. How important do you believe for many believers that are in Christian churches today that are struggling to overcome addictions, struggling to overcome lust and perversion, struggling to overcome that old nature? They're saved. They've been washed in the blood. They've accepted Christ as their Savior. But I believe from many that we've talked to, and I'm sure you would agree with me, Brother DeRosier, that there's many good Bible-believing Christians that are attending church but are struggling to live a victorious life and to walk in this power. Brother, I ask you the question, how important do you believe it is for the life of every believer to have that power, this baptism of the Holy Ghost? Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And that power is just not to be witnesses, amen, to preach the gospel, but it empowers us to live a holy life. How important is it, Brother DeRosier, for people that do not have the baptism of the Holy Ghost to seek after this gift?
The baptism of the Holy Ghost, as you said, is power to live a Christian life. And there's a perfect example given to us in the Scriptures of Peter. Peter struggled. Peter wavered. Peter cursed. He swore after the crucifixion. Peter quit after the crucifixion. Peter said, I'm going fishing. He wasn't just taking a fishing trip. Peter was going back to his old occupation. He saw Jesus die. He was all done. But something happened to Peter in Acts chapter 2, and that's the day of Pentecost when the disciples were filled with the Holy Ghost. And Peter that day, empowered by the Holy Ghost, stood to preach the gospel. And from that day forward, we see Peter as a pillar in the church. What made the difference? The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
It is real, my brothers and sisters. This is for you today. And Brother DeRosier, we know that there's many big religious organizations that would say that this went out with the apostles. This is not for us today. And the sad thing is that I believe is a lie and goes totally contrary to Scripture. And The problem is that those that claim that this went out with the apostles, they don't even really seek after this gift. They don't even want to have anything to do with it, and they think there's many fanatical people, and they're justifiably true. There's a lot of fake, there's a lot of fraud, there's a lot of impersonators out here. But my friend, today, this gift of the Holy Ghost is real. It is for every believer that is sincerely hungering and thirsting after it. Brother DeRocher, how important is it for the believer that has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, how important is it in their life to have a desire for this, to have a hunger for it? And many today would say that this baptism is not for us. What would you say to that one that says, well, I've been taught that it's not for me today?
That person needs to search the scriptures, because nowhere in the Bible will you find that the baptism of the Holy Ghost went out with the apostles. Some try to use the scripture in 1 Corinthians 13, prophecy will cease, but the context also says knowledge shall vanish away. Knowledge hasn't vanished away any more than prophecy has, which is a gift of the Spirit. Now, granted, there is much fanaticism out there today under the name of Christianity. There are many fakes. There are many charlatans. There's counterfeit. But just because men make counterfeit money doesn't mean there's still a real, genuine dollar bill that has a value. Yes, there's a counterfeit. Jesus said, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And this, I think, is the reason why many are skeptical of the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, because there's fruitcakes out there teaching people how to talk in tongues, say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and you got it, and to pay money to get this gift. And they're pretending to have some power that they do not have. But there is a real, genuine empowering of the Holy Ghost when the Spirit of God fills a man. The Bible says you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. That means the Holy Ghost will abide in the life of the believer. And we need to seek for that gift. Many don't have a hunger or a desire because they don't see the need for it. But yet they're struggling with sin, they're struggling in their lives, they're struggling with fear, they're struggling with doubt. The Holy Ghost empowers the Christian to live a life of victory.
The victorious life. I would agree with that, my brother. Now, today, this baptism, is it for everybody? Now, you'll get certain denominations, Brother DeRocher, that say, well, it's not for us, it's for the Pentecostals, it's for the full gospels, it's for this denomination or that denomination. Whom specifically is this baptism of the Holy Ghost for in the church today, the churches?
The baptism is for every born-again believer. Now, we use the scripture, first the blood, then the oil. The Holy Ghost does not fill an unclean vessel. The Bible tells us new wine is not put into old vessels. New wine is put into new vessels. So there must be the new birth, regeneration, the cleansing that comes by the washing of the blood of Jesus Christ. The old songwriter put it so well, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood-washed, born-again Christian can be filled with the Holy Ghost. It is for the Christian today. It is the devil's lie to rob the individual of the power of God in their lives to overcome sin and to live a life of victory. The Holy Ghost empowers the Christian to live a life of power and authority.
Brother DeRocher, we appreciate that answer. And one of the questions I want to give you, brother, we know that there's many people, I believe, that are desiring this gift, but yet they've been taught the scripture wrong. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And when you've got church leadership and Bible teachers that don't even encourage and teach the doctrines of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, therefore many people have an ignorance. And we read here that these men were ignorant. They didn't even know. They says, we haven't even heard of such a thing as the Holy Ghost. Paul went on to ask him about the baptism of John. But then he goes on, Brother DeRocher, and he says here, now that you've heard, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. Brother DeRocher, what I would like to ask you the question today is that we know that many people in the churches are like some of these disciples here in Ephesus, where they said, we haven't even heard of this baptism of the Holy Ghost. Wouldn't you say today that there's many people in churches, brother, that have not even heard that this gift is for them today? It's the responsibility we know of the pastors, the Bible teachers, the evangelists in our churches today to teach that they have a gift that has been given by God, and it empowers us to live a victorious life. Would you say today to that one that has maybe been taught false doctrine, would you say it is a false doctrine, or is it leading people astray from the truth, brother, when a pastor or a certain organization would deny the very facts of the gospel that there is a gift of the Holy Ghost?
Well, there are those that deny the gift of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But then there are others that go so far as to say that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is of the devil, which is totally contrary to Scripture. Now, there are those, again, that are operating in a different spirit that's not the Holy Ghost. And this brings skepticism to many, many people. But the gift of the Holy Ghost is for us today. At the turn of the century, there was a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit called the Azusa Street Revival. That revival was birthed years earlier at the turn of the century in a small Bible school in Topeka, Kansas. And the assignment was given, what is the scriptural evidence of the baptism of the Holy Ghost? And after going to their rooms and studying and searching the Word of God, they came back with the answer that it's the speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. And they determined that they did not indeed have the baptism of the Holy Ghost according to Scripture, and they begin to seek for it. They begin to hunger for it. They begin to fast and pray and seek the face of God, and God poured out His Spirit in that little Bible school that birthed the revival that shook the world, because their faith was based on the promise of God.
Amen, Brother DeRocher. And those of you that are tuning in, this is the Walking in the Light radio broadcast, and this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church. And we have with us today Brother Rick DeRocher from the Deliverance Bible Institute. He is a Bible teacher, and we've been questioning him on the doctrines and talking about the baptism in the Holy Spirit and how it is for us today. Because we deal with a generation where there are many Bible teachers and many denominations that are not teaching that this gift is for the people of God today. Now, we know the Bible declares, and being assembled together with them, commanded them, this is Jesus, that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but they were to wait for the promise of the Father. He went on to talk about how that John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. This is a promise that has been given of the Father. And I know that when something's promised to me, Brother DeRocher, I want and I look forward to receiving that promise. How much more as a believer should this stir our hearts to understand that there's more than just salvation? There's the gift. There's more that God has. Brother DeRocher, there's so many that are content with just receiving Christ, being washed in the blood, having salvation, but there's more, brother. There's more for them. It's a promise of the Father. What would you say today to encourage those that have not received this promise of the Holy Ghost and the baptism? What would you say to encourage them to have a hunger to look forward to this promise of the Father?
One should first begin by a thorough investigation of the Scripture. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And this is a promise that is in the Word of God. And I have found, being a Bible teacher for over 30 years, the hardest thing to do is not to teach someone, it's to unteach someone. that has been taught wrong. And many have been taught wrong. It doesn't mean that they're bad people. It just means that's the first thing that they've heard, and they've been told the baptism is not for you today. I encourage you, friend, to search the Bible for yourself. The promise is for you and for your children and to all that are afar off, even to as many as the Lord our God shall call. The promise of the Holy Ghost is for the Christian who has been born again and washed in the blood. Seek for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Seek for the power of God in your life. Pray for cleansing. Pray for God to prepare you to clean the vessel that he could pour in his gift that so many are without in this Christian experience.
Amen. I'm thinking of the scripture, Brother DeRocher, where the disciples brought that boy full of demons, and his father was crying out, if you can help us. And we remember in the scripture where they could not cast out the devils. And, you know, in our lives, there's many things that seem impossible. And it was sad to say, but the disciples did not have the power to cast out the devils out of this boy. And Jesus simply just spoke the word. And obviously, he's the Son of God. He has the power and the authority over all things. And he casted them out. But it was sad to see that display upon the disciples of a power failure. They did not have the power. Wouldn't you say today that there's many in the church that are full of demonic power? Many of you may not agree with me, but we have people in church that are bound to lust, bound to perversion, bound to sex and drugs and alcohol, people that are struggling. Now, I'm not going to debate whether they're saved, born again, or confess Christ as their Savior, but you would have to agree with me, Brother DeRocher, that we have a power failure. Where is the power in the churches to set men and women free from the powers of sin, powers of addiction, powers of alcohol, powers of lust and perversion? And the Bible tells us in Acts 1 and 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That means that there is power not only to witness, but have power over sin. And this power is what is lacking in our churches. Would you agree with me today, Brother DeRocher, that there is a major power failure in the life and in many of our churches, in the life of many believers, and in the life of many churches? Where is the power in our churches today, brother?
The disciples were trained by the greatest teacher on the face of the earth, Jesus Christ himself. They sat at his feet, yet this alone was not enough to accomplish the great task that lay ahead. Jesus came to the earth as a baby. He was born. He lived. His one goal, his one aim was to go to the cross to purchase our salvation. He died, went down in the grave for 3 days, and he rose again, ascended on high, then left the task of spreading the gospel in the hands of men. The task was so important. These men alone had the knowledge of salvation, and yet Jesus said, don't do a thing until you are empowered with the Holy Ghost. And there are so many men today that are trying to preach the gospel without the unction of Holy Ghost power. Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit of God and with power. There's a need today for Christians to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And there's a lack today in the land of churches and preachers that are preaching the full counsel of God and telling saints that the power is for you today. It didn't die with the apostles. God's word is true, and God's word is still in effect today.
We appreciate Brother Rick DeRocher being with us today. If you've just tuned in, this is Pastor N.R. Davis, pastor of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. This is the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We've been talking to you today about the gift of the Holy Ghost that empowers us to live a life of victory as a Christian. So I want to encourage those of you that have tuned in today, if you have any questions for me, Pastor Davis, or Brother Rick DeRocher, we'd encourage you to write in and send us an email at our website at abidinglightchurch@yahoo.com. And we are over here on the west side of Manchester at 417 Granite Street in Manchester. That's 417 Granite Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. The zip code is 03102. We would encourage you to write in or send us an email with any questions. Whether they're questions that are controversial and you don't agree with us doctrinally, that's fine. We invite you to send those questions in. We're going to be answering some of these questions that are sent in over the air. Or if you agree with us and you've heard something today that has been an encouragement to you, send in your questions or just your comments, and we'd be more than glad to read them over the air. And we thank all of you once again that have tuned in. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester, and this is the Walking in the Light radio broadcast, and we want to encourage you once again to send us your emails at abidinglightchurch@yahoo.com, or just go and check out our website at abidinglightchurch.com. Brother Rick DeRocher, I want to give you the last few closing words as we end this broadcast, brother.
The Holy Ghost baptism is not an option. He is a necessity to be filled with the Spirit. This is the command in the Word of God.
Praise God, brother. We appreciate you being on the broadcast with us today. And those of you that have tuned in, once again, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. And until next Saturday at 3 o'clock, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.